The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Welcome everyone to episode 10 and a half
of Two Guys All Balls.
This isn't really going to be an episode, but we're just going to give everyone an update. Our other co-host is either sick or sleeping or something, which, like, you know.
Yeah, Matt gets small balls for episode 10.5 because his door's literally right down the hall, and I knocked on it and yelled his name, and he just fucking didn't answer. So I was like, all right, well, apparently he doesn't want to do this, or he's sick or he's sleepy. So here we are. Garrett showed up because ballers show up when it's time to show up.
Yeah, we would have went through with the episode, but all of our information that we got ready for today's episode is also locked in Matt's car.
Yeah. That's the actual reason we're not doing the full episode. He has everything. At least we have our pick'em results partially, right?
We have the records.
I won.
Yeah, Josh ended up winning. He went 9-7 for the week, and he picked Pittsburgh by 3, so he hit the point spread on the nose.
Yeah, first time ever I got a point spread right, so that was pretty dope.
I also went 9-7, but I picked 13 for the point spread.
Is that how we do it? Like, whoever gets the spread wins then?
Yeah, okay.
If we tie in the nose, yeah. Cool.
And then Matt went 7-9 for the week, which I don't have the game list brought up, so we can't do a pick'em right now, but we're really sorry. We're sorry that we're not able to do the episode for everyone tonight.
It happens, man. Sometimes people just don't have the motivation to do things that are important to other people. I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing, because how do you explain it? You know what I mean? How do you, without bashing somebody? I don't want to bash
somebody. I mean, shit happens.
And I'm not going to kick your fucking door down for something that happens every week at the same time, though.
Sometimes it gets a little strenuous to do this every single week and get all the information that we need to get. So, I understand. So,
well, we were on the same page yesterday.
Yeah,
he wrote down. We got it all done yesterday. So, in less than 48 hours for it just to fucking change like that, it's frustrating, but it's also understandable to some degree. It's only 25% understandable.
Well, I mean, he seemed like he was sick today at work, and, you know, maybe that's what's happening. Maybe
I have a fucking toothache. I got to work two jobs, and I went to class tonight. I don't fucking do well with excuses. I really don't.
Yeah,
I'll play devil's advocate here, and fucking I'll be the bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, we just wanted to at least go live for a couple of minutes.
You got
to
show face.
Yeah, just to let you guys know that we were here. We were ready to do this, but just things didn't work out the way that we had planned. Yeah.
For me, it's like this podcast isn't just about us. This is about people who literally wait 6 days and they say, okay, on this day, I'm going to take time out of my schedule to watch or listen to your show because you do it. And that's something that it deserves our time and attention, because if the fact that it's growing and people do take the time to watch it and comment and get, you know, we have a few fans. I don't care if it's just two people. People who are willing to take time out of their day, then we at least have to show face and say, hey, this is what's going on. So at least hopefully you guys can appreciate that.
I've had two people in just this past week, one that I haven't seen in forever, say that they watch the show all the time, and one that I've never even met that recognized me from the show.
See, that's awesome.
So, it was kind of cool to hear a little bit of feedback.
What's, God damn it, Frank. See, even during an off episode, Frank's still pissing everybody off.
That's what he does.
He can't just calm the fuck down and shut the fuck up.
He's a big bull.
I'll smash your teeth in, whore. I'll smash your teeth in, whore. I'll smash
apparently that's
teeth
just
whore.
On a loop.
So infinite loop.
We're just going to stop that. But, so it's we're at a 4-minute recording right now, which is pretty fucking quick. I mean, that's pretty much all there is to say. You know, Matt fucked up. He slept in. I'm not going to kick his door down. I tried waking him up. And, he gets small balls for episode 10.5.
Hopefully next Thursday everything goes right back on track and we're able to just...
It will be back
hop back into it.
But it fucking better, because, this... You can't do it 2 weeks. 1 week is fine. We already went through this once where, some shit happened. We had to take a week off. 2 weeks in a row is where it gets real fucking questionable, because consistency is key. People don't trust you if you can't consistently fucking sit down and bullshit for an hour and a half every week. Or just go bi-weekly on, you know, when during certain times. Because, you know, we're all we're all adults who have schedules. I don't know about you guys, but I keep a schedule book, so I know like what I'm going to be trying to do.
I don't know what I'm doing until
it happens. Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, my life changed when I started keeping a schedule book.
Well, I mean, I don't have enough things going on. Like, really, this is the only thing I have during the week.
Here's the thing. When I didn't have a lot, and then when I started doing a schedule book, it gives you something to fill up, right? Because it's like, okay, that was actually the time, like, it was right around after that when I was like, you know what? I say I want to do a podcast, I'm just going to fucking do it. It was right around after that, like, I started just doing the podcast, and I was like, okay, what else can I do? Like, you know, just stupid things like painting and stuff. And here's some good news for my week. I took paintings down to the gallery in Franklin at Hatch. Yeah. I took paintings down there today, and the lady looked at them. They're going to hang them up. And my paintings are going to be for sale at the gallery during Applefest.
Fucking hell, dude. That is good news.
Yeah, ranging from $30 all the way up to $80.
Well, hopefully, sell everything.
Hopefully so. Like, that's super cool. They take 30%.
That's just commission.
Yeah, whatever. They're the good people fucking hanging it up and selling it. But all the names of the pieces are up. They're all hand-painted on canvases by me. So if you guys want, go to Hatch on Liberty Street and check out my paintings. They'll be up in the next couple days. They'll be up for Applefest. Who's excited for that?
Too many people for me. I'll probably go down for a hot minute, but...
Get food and cease. Like, one walk through food and I'm out. Like, Sunday. The car show.
That barber's apple cider. Yeah. I can do that.
See, I go for the car show, I get food. Like, I literally make one walk through, grab some food, and fucking leave.
There's just so many people around.
Yeah. Especially, like, living in Third Ward now, since we're going to be moving, so we're going to have a new, different studio. But, like, living in Third Ward, I think, we'll still be living here for Applefest, but when I was living over there for all the years before that, going over there, it'd be sweet, because I would just fucking hop on the bridge, I'd get lucky, find some fucking 10 minutes parking spot. That I knew I probably couldn't park in, but I'd park there real quick, make my loop, grab my... I usually get a hot Italian sandwich.
Hot sausage sandwiches.
Hot sausage.
Or the pinnacle of, like, any...
Yeah.
Like, fair or, like, fest.
Or a Euro. I'll get a Euro if it's the right stands up. A lemonade, an apple pie, some apple cider, and I fucking bounce as fast as possible because I hate that place. But it's supposed to be rainy. It's all supposed to be the busiest Apple Fest of ever.
Well, I'm hoping maybe the Ale House will get some of that Dogfish Head 120 in again.
Ooh,
even though it's super fucking expensive, like $10 for an 8-ounce glass, but
they'll sell it.
That's good.
Oh, that's the thing. Applefest, they'll sell it, so they should.
Oh, they definitely. They make a killing off of that stuff.
It's just how much are they going to buy, and are you going to be able to get it before?
I think they only got like a half keg last time of it,
and they'll sell out quick.
Yeah, I'd say, like I said, $10 for 8 ounces though. Like, the profit margin's there.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? I like Dogfish Head. All their beer's good. So, I mean, you can't complain. If it's something that you don't get a lot, so it's worth the money.
Oh, dude, $240 a case? I can't fucking afford that shit.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
I'm about to have a pie of an interview tomorrow for a possible foot-in with Erie Sports Company. Like, it's a event management for the sports teams in Erie.
So
the Otters. The arena football, the hockey.
Basketball.
Okay. Yeah. So that was pretty cool. So that could be something. Maybe we'll have some local sports information coming soon since you guys are local.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some fans like, you know, hey, and then if I meet players from teams and stuff, you know, hey, you want to come on the podcast? You know, so it's a door that I'm gonna open up, poke my head in, say what's up. Do you want me to fuck some shit up? And then if they let me fuck shit up, I'm going to fuck shit up and be an event manager for a company that has no business hiring me as an event manager because I've never been an event manager.
Never managed an event.
Nope, never. I mean, I've thrown parties and dinner parties and, like, I'm really personable and I can talk to people, but it's just weird. Like, I don't know. You throw your resume out there and you get answers. So I got an answer.
You never know what's going to come your way.
Yeah, they're based out of Youngstown, which is it's closer than Erie.
Yeah.
Which is funny, but it's really not too bad. So that's been my week. How was yours?
I didn't do a whole lot, honestly. Pretty much
got some new Pokemon
cards. Yeah, I got some Pokemon cards. Got a fucking really nice pull, and that's all. I don't want to get into details, but it was worth the money that I spent on the cards by a long shot.
So there you go.
And
nerding out.
Just working and fucking trying to hit deadlines that are not really feasible. In the cards.
Like, see, that's why I'm happy I don't work that kind of, like, I know event management will probably have deadlines, but I'm happy I don't work in that kind of field with deadlines, because fucking deadlines suck.
Well, I mean, like, we're doing these things for Bombardier Transport, and then they just stopped sending us parts for, like, 2 months.
So you can't finish.
Well, and then they, like,
had stuff on the schedule and like no big deal, but they still hadn't sent us parts.
Yeah.
So then we finally got our parts yesterday and they expected us to have like some stuff to ship by tomorrow morning.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, which I got one of these boxes done, but like, I mean, it still has to pass through inspection and test and then a final inspection again. So if there's a problem with it, there's a good chance that it just doesn't ship tomorrow.
Jesus.
But, I mean, they can't really fault us either because
they just sent you parts.
We got this stuff checked in literally at about 2 o'clock yesterday. So
yeah, no, that's not your fault at all. So that's decent though. You know, they should have a relaxing week.
Hopefully. I say, other than that, like, just want to say congratulations to the Steelers for finally winning a game.
Yeah, that was dope. Vance McDonald, dude, with a fucking stiff arm.
Well, it's funny because I saw that, and it was Chris Conte that he stiff-armed. And about 5 years or so ago, Buffalo was playing Chicago, and Chris Conte played for the Bears at that time. Yeah. And Fred Jackson stiff-armed the fuck out of him,
that
too.
That poor guy.
Well, he like hit him, and like he kind of stumbled a little bit, and then he fucking got him again and just shoved him straight onto the ground.
That's hilarious. That poor guy, dude. Well, McDonald's, it was so vicious because he didn't even face mask him, but he full side of the fucking head helmet just threw him to the ground, and it was so funny. But there was a lot of good action this week in the NFL, which we will have to get. We'll have to do 2 weeks.
Kind
of
like
we have the lineup.
Gloss over
here real quick. If you guys want to, we can take a couple minutes.
Well, I mean, Baker Mayfield
came in for the Browns. Tyrod Taylor sat down and fucking.
Mayfield came, led a huge comeback. Won the game for him.
Bills and the Vikings.
Yeah, Josh Allen
on fucking fire.
Yeah, I say he scored 3 total touchdowns, 2 rushing, 1 passing. But pretty much he put up all of his numbers in the first half because after that it was just garbage time and they handed the ball off the rest of the game. But straight up hurdled Anthony Barr, which was really
that
cool.
That kid's been doing hurdles his whole life, which is amazing. You had the Giants at the Texans, which wasn't really exciting. I don't remember who won. I think the Giants won.
The Giants won.
Green Bay at Washington. I'm pretty sure Washington
put the dick smack down.
I was surprised about that. And then you got San Francisco, Kansas City. Kansas City did some pretty magical things.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes still hasn't thrown an interception.
I love his voice, and I like how he sounds like he's going through puberty.
Yeah, he sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, he sounds like a little kid. And he looks like one, too. Then you got Oakland and Miami. Miami's still undefeated.
Yeah, Miami hasn't lost, which is the biggest surprise coming out of the AFC East. Like, it's either Miami being undefeated or the Patriots being tied with the Jets and the Bills at 1-2.
Yeah.
Which, as I say, technically, that's still a wide-open division.
Indy at Philly. Philly definitely fucking, of course, is going to beat Indy because Indy's shit right now.
Yeah, I say Andrew Luck still doesn't have it fully. No. And Carson Wentz came back, which was nice.
That was a boost for the team. And then you got Tennessee at Jacksonville.
Yeah, Tennessee pulls off a 9-6 win. Like, really uneventful game.
And they got cocky. You know, Jacksonville got cocky. Cincy at Carolina, which I was pulling for, I believe, the Panthers at the time.
The Panthers won.
And I was surprised.
Which that was one of the games that we got right. That's week. Yeah, I just won on a few.
Denver at Baltimore.
Baltimore fucking laid the whooping on Denver.
Yes, they did. It looked real good. And then you have the battle for L.A.
The Rams undefeated.
You go. I skipped over Atlanta versus New Orleans at Atlanta.
Atlanta won that game.
A lot of home teams.
Well, Calvin Ridley balled out. I think he had like 7 catches for a buck 46 and 3 touches.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, it's a big game. Rookie wide receiver.
Yeah. Chicago at Arizona.
Chicago won. Which that game, the Cardinals ended up bringing in Josh Rosen, their rookie quarterback, and he is named the starter for next week.
Nice.
So now there's officially the top 4 rookie quarterbacks in this draft are all going to be starting for their teams
upcoming week. Within the first 4 weeks, that's intense.
I say Darnold, Rosen, Allen, and Mayfield all starting.
Wow. And then you got Dallas at Seattle. Seattle, of course, was going to win. New England at Detroit was interesting because Detroit, it was the, what was that dude's? Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah.
Where it was the first Lion to run for over 100 yards in 70 games. Yep. It's been 70 games since they've ran over 100 yards.
Like, there's 2 teams in the league right now that just can't seem to figure out the running game, and that's the Seahawks
and
the Lions. And like, they have not had good running backs in forever. So it's really cool to see Matt Stafford finally have a running back that's capable of going over 100 yards. 100%. Don't know how often it'll actually happen, but
100%.
At least they got that streak broken.
And then Pittsburgh at Tampa Bay. Pittsburgh squeaked one out of there.
Yeah, I say Pittsburgh was laying the fucking beat down on them, and then old Fitzmagic almost brought the
comeback train into town.
Brought it back, but they got stopped because the Pittsburgh defense was doing really good. Special teams was on fire. I was excited. Real quick, back to the Browns. I would love how Baker Mayfield, first play, first time starting, or first debut in the regular season, and he does the same play from the Rose Bowl where he gets a touchdown reception.
Yep.
It was beautiful. And if you watch the side-by-side of those two plays, almost identical. Even the catch, like the way he caught it. So that was pretty cool. He's definitely special. Colin Coward, who had a feud with him, said he was an absolute star, but he's not as good as Wentz and some other guys, which I agree with, but he could get good.
Well, I mean, like, there's a couple of guys. Like, Wentz is an absolute freak of a quarterback, which Josh Allen had the same coach in college as Carson Wentz. Like, this guy has, like, a weird eye for quarterback talent. And right now it's looking like Josh Allen could be a guy. And he has another dude now in college that could potentially go number one overall.
You know who I'm excited about is this new Detroit Lions, because I like Matt Patricia. He worked under Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I've never had an issue with Patricia.
No, he has that touch. I feel like if he's finally sharp now and he's cleaned up, I feel like he actually could bring the Detroit Lions back to contention where they deserve to be, because the Detroit Lions used to be a really good team. They were tough. You know, when you went to play them, you knew there was going to be a game.
Well,
they weren't about championships, but they were about good players. Well,
they're always one of those teams that, like, should have been better than they were. Like,
yeah,
100%. They had Barry Sanders, and Barry Sanders, in my opinion, is the greatest running back to ever play the game.
100, yeah.
Retired way too early, but then, you know, they go through a lull period after him. Then they get Matt Stafford and Calvin Johnson, and, like, you're like, here they go. They got some good players now, and
I think it's all front office.
And Calvin Johnson ends up retiring early, and, like,
the more they work out the front office situation, the better the team gets, and I'm just excited for that because I'm not one of those guys that's a single team. I like a lot of teams, but it's just nice to see other guys doing good. Because anybody who can beat the Patriots is a number one.
Oh, yeah, I say.
I fucking hate it.
Well, it'll be interesting to follow because Patriots coordinators, after they become head coaches, don't really have a lot of success.
There's a fucking rumor out there that Belichick sabotages them, that he teaches them some things wrong, so when they go out from under his wings, they're all horrible. Every single guy under him that has happened to Josh McDaniels. Yeah, that done horrible.
Because he went to Denver, and then he ended up coming back to New England. Matt Patricia's getting his first run as a head coach now, and, like, it's off to a rough start, but he beat his former team. Like, that's big.
Huge, and it's going to be a confidence boost, so I think that's going to be it for our little wrap up. We didn't even have really anything for the vault. So,
It was 1881. The Chicago Cubs defeated Troy in front of the record small crowd of 12 people.
Yeah. So, like, it wasn't meant to be for a fool, but we did have a good some other stuff. So we'll have some notes from this week to carry into next week. And with that, I mean, that's pretty much it.
The following program is closed caption for the Lady in Bear.
I keep hitting the wrong fucking button.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Hey, sorry about this again. We love you. You have a nice night.